Connect with your community right here on Mesquite Schools Radio, 88.5 KEOM. I'm Jason, and today we're going to break away from our regular programming to go center stage with Mesquite ISD Superintendent Dr. David Rublin. Thank you for coming. We're glad to have you today.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Jason.
All right. So there's some kids at my school who don't try or push themselves as hard as they should to get those, like, good grades or, you know, have fun at school. They have poor academic performances. And I always thought this was due to, like, a negative influence in their life or society or something, like, or a neighborhood they grew up in that wasn't as good. So what aspect do you believe that has the biggest influence on a child's education?
You know, there are so many factors, Jason, to be honest. I think that sometimes it's negative experiences outside of school. Sometimes it's negative experiences in school. Sometimes it's just their own personal drive. I'm kind of the belief that regardless of the circumstances of life, and some of us don't get presented fair circumstances, and I was one of those, right? And you just don't get, you know, the even start sometimes. Public schools, though, are your opportunity. That's what they're designed for. I tell my staff all the time, you know, and I quote from Jefferson all the time, the purpose of a public education or a general education, as he said it back in the 1800s, was to enable every man to determine for himself that which will secure or endanger their freedom. I take that very seriously. And when children go to school, I want them to understand it's not just about passing math. It's not just about doing well in history class. You're really preparing a pathway to be a self-determinant adult, to be in control of your freedom. And if you want your freedom controlled by others, don't do well in school. If you want to be in charge of your freedom, do well. And that, to me, is the significant piece. And, you know, I hope our students are hearing that message from their teachers and from other members of their community, regardless of what the circumstances of life may have presented them. But, you know, there are just a lot of factors, and each child responds to those uniquely different, you know, and so it's hard to say that, well, you were born in this situation, so that's going to be your response. That's just not going to be accurate, you know, and so I really can't say other than please believe in the system because it's there to serve you as students ultimately.
So do you think there's a way teachers or schools can help students? Like,
I do. I think it's sharing the story. I think it's connecting children to the fact that we all have to deal with adversity. There are very few of us in life who just get to coast. And, you know, I would love that life in some ways. But the other thing, I'll be honest, the frustrations and the challenges, those are what make you better. You're doing radio, and I just heard your voice, and I was like, man, that young man has a voice, right? It's just like, wow. But I bet you didn't have that voice the first time you got on that radio.
Oh, no.
And so that's developed, that you have to overcome something to become something really powerful and something really good. And I think that that's the case for all of us. We all have some adversity. Some of it is worse, let's be really honest, than it is for others. But how you respond to it is the mark of character. And I want our kids to learn that. We're actually talking about doing some things at the elementary school level to just create that mindset that you can overcome adversities, that you can push through even failure. Not a bad thing to fail. We've communicated it's just a bad thing. It's not. The bad thing is when you don't overcome it, when you give up. You know, we all have failures in life. I've had some, and probably will have some more to come. But it's how you respond, and it's how you work diligently to overcome those failures that really marks your character.
All right, so we heard that you have a personal story about overcoming.
I do. And, you know, I wish I could say it was all about me. that would be awesome. But there were so many players in it. But, yeah, I was born into extreme poverty. And when I say extreme poverty, I mean poverty that perhaps young people even today who are born into poverty don't understand. Because today, you know, in the 2000s, there's government assistance. When I was born, that government assistance was pretty limited. And I mean, back in, I know, 1964, right? It's like, wow, he's old. I'm not that old, y'all, but 1964 was when I was born. But nothing but flour in the house, no furniture in the apartment other than a mattress. That's it. And perhaps some other kids can relate to that. Yeah. I get that, right? raised in foster care and for the first 10 years of my life for the most part, and fortunately was adopted. But, you know, there were three sustaining pieces always, and each one of us needs something to sustain us. One of those sustaining pieces was the school. That's why I'm a public educator, frankly. I became an educator instead of a lawyer or a minister, which were the things I was looking at, mm-hmm. because of what public schools did for me. They created opportunity for me that in any other country, Jason, any other country, I don't think would have been there. The public schools fulfill a liberty right for all children. And we can never forget that in this country. And I'm not just talking for children who come from disadvantaged backgrounds. Of course it serves them.
Yeah.
But it serves even our, you know, all of our children, from wealthy families, from middle income families, all of our children. It serves a liberty right to guarantee that they have an opportunity in a democracy to be over their own freedom. And that is not a little thing. That's a big thing. And I learned that when I was a young man about your age. And I've embraced that my whole life and my whole career. And that's what drives me to be an educator. And so for me, that early start in life that wasn't good. I mean, there's no question it was not a positive start in life. Three things. And the one I mentioned was public schools. But there were two others. There were loving people around me. And there was my faith. And I won't talk much about that today, but that was a big piece of it as well, was there was my faith, and that helped a lot.
All right. So do you have any advice to give to those who are struggling to overcome the negative influences in their life?
Focus on the opportunity. Do all you can to surround yourself with people who aren't negative at school. Pair up with those teachers, pair up with those other students who are really trying to get it done. And I would say if it's you, recognize the significance of faith. If it's not you, I can't advise you on that. But I think those are key things that you can do, and recognize the opportunity is there. It's for you to grab. It's your choice. My dad always taught me, you know, no one controls your life. Yeah. My adoptive father, he taught me it. Everything is your choice. It's your choice to respond to the things around you in a way that is moving you forward, or your choice to respond to things around you in a way that moves you backwards. And I would encourage people to recognize they do have control. They may not feel it, but they do.
Well, thank you for being here today. Glad you had the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Jason. Great subject.
We have been talking to Mesquite ISD Superintendent Dr. David Roomlin about student surroundings, how they may affect their education. I'm Jason, and this has been Center Stage with Dr. V.
Thank you.
Music, sports, and information. KEON.